Welcome to the Gastric Health Show, where we help you achieve the happiest and healthiest version of yourself by motivating you to eat, move, sleep, and think better. Welcome to the Gastric Health Show. My name is Dawn Boxall, and I am your host, and I am thrilled to have you back today. I hope you all had a great holiday weekend with the Thanksgiving just behind us, and now everybody has Christmas coming up that hopefully you are all getting ready for and excited about. So if you haven't been to our website, WLSgutHealth.com, I would recommend checking it out. We are getting new things available every week and making it more user-friendly, making it more accessible with information that you are wanting and needing. So keep going back to our website and looking for new content and new recipes and new information on things that we have available for you that can help, you know, kind of make your journey a little bit easier by providing, you know, relevant content that may give you insight to things that you maybe didn't realize that would help with maintaining your weight loss, maintaining your vitamin and mineral levels, your protein levels, your fluids, just everything that, you know, is connected with your overall health. That is our goal. We want to help be the site of, for people that can actually, you know, go there and find information that can help you get the answers that you're looking for. Everybody's journey is different. Everybody's body is different. So when some people say, well, that didn't work for me, well, maybe not, but it could work for you. So kind of like evidence-based research. I love it. I think it's awesome. I'm really into research. But I will tell you, you know, sometimes if the clinical significance is low or not really there, so you just don't, what that means is if you just don't have enough people that had a positive result from it, then it's probably not going to be clinically significant to utilize in practice. So the negative of that is, what about the people that that did work for? You know, those are the things that I'm wanting you to think about because, yeah, we are all humans, but we are all different. And our genetics play a piece in it, but our epigenetics play an even bigger role. So that's where you have to sometimes think out of the box and sometimes, you know, disregard when somebody says, hey, that didn't work for me. That's just a waste of time. But if you felt better, if you feel great, and your lab results are following in line and everything is just in the right direction, then, you know, regardless of the clinical significance or regardless of what everyone else feels like, for you, it's working. And that's kind of, you know, that is kind of where healthcare is going to end up, where you're going to have, when you throw in the whole nutrigenomics piece of our body, that is, you know, where you're merging nutrition with your genetics and the epigenetics. And that's allowing you to really individualize what it is that your body needs. And so when some people say, oh, you know, I'm doing a keto or I'm doing intermittent fasting or I'm, you know, doing low carb or high protein or, you know, I'm doing a vegetarian or vegan, you know, those are all great, but not every person can do each one of those and feel fabulous, or it even help. It might even make things get worse when you do some of those things. So really when you approach it as the body as a whole, you know, we have to tweak things as we go along. So, you know, that's what I'm trying to provide to you. At our site, we're going to, one, provide relevant content, but two, it's all focused around gut health. And the reason why is because I have learned over 20 plus years of practice that if I really just focusing on healing the gut after weight loss surgery, I solve so many problems with nutrition. I solve so many problems with, overall health and just how you feel. So to me, it was just a no-brainer, and that's a way that I can really help you hit your goals, your health goals, your, life goals of making sure that you feel as good as you need to do everything that you want to. So go to our site, get signed up for our recipe newsletter. That's where you're going to have all the information you need that's coming out. We're working on a lot of cool things that I don't want you to miss out on. And that gives you that opportunity to not miss out on that, because that'll be the first place we share it. Also, the Gastric Health Show is a Facebook group, is our page for our podcast. We'll have some other things that will be in there. But if you really want to interact with a community of other like-minded people who have had weight loss surgery that are, kind of set themselves aside saying, I'm very health conscious, I want to make these lifestyle changes permanent, then join our Gastric Health Club. So just go to Facebook, type in the search bar, Gastric Health Club, and then just ask to join, and we'll get you in there. And then you'll have access to all other members in there to have conversations. Then we will also be doing some Facebook Lives. We'll be doing some free giveaways of different products that we offer and different things that are available that would benefit you in your health and journey that you're having. So all kinds of things will be happening in the Gastric Health Club. That's kind of the place to be if you want to think about it. So check us out there. And then, you can follow us on YouTube and Instagram at the Gastric Health Show. And that's a great way to just connect with us and see, anything new that's going on. So let's see. I think that's pretty much it before we get started. This topic is 7 quick ways to relieve constipation. As a dietitian, I will tell you this is a topic that is talked about frequently, probably every single day that I see patients. That is a topic of discussion. So this is one that I have personally struggled with. So I will tell you, I have lots of strategies on this that work. So I will go through these and give you some options that hopefully maybe you didn't realize would work. Maybe, just some different perspectives that you maybe haven't tried that can keep things, it's not about just getting you to go once, it's about keeping things going long term. So the first one is boost your fluid intake. So that one's kind of a no-brainer. Really, most of you know, if you don't drink enough water, you're going to have a lot of issues with constipation, among other things. But constipation is going to be an issue where your stool will be really hard. So one little twist that you can do with this is some warm lemon water first thing in the morning. And that really signals your colon to move. And that's pretty important. And this totally works. You can actually just have it even at room temperature. So before you go to bed, get you a glass of water, throw a lemon wedge in it, and then sit it on your sink top. And then when you get up, drink at least 8 or 10 ounces of water first thing in the morning. And that should help stimulate moving the colon and getting that whole process even working. You're training your body, so you've got to train it when to do it. So you can't ignore the urge to go. You have to, make sure that you are setting aside time to do it and make sure that you're not rushing through the morning or day or whatever and just ignoring those signals. But this will help stimulate the signal that your body is moving the colon so that you can have a bowel movement. So I've talked about on some other previous podcasts, you know, 60 to 80 ounces of fluid minimum is kind of where you need to be. And once you're kind of closer to your goal weight or, you know, at a reasonable weight that you can actually keep up with this, you should be taking your body weight divided in half, and that's the number of ounces you should drink to get your fluid needs. So hopefully that will help. And then just drink, put lemon in it. And that will help keep that going throughout the day. But specifically first thing in the morning, that's when it really kicks things in. The next one is fiber. Another one that seems pretty obvious. Weight loss surgery really takes back the fiber because we're decreasing the volume of your food. So how are you going to get all these fiber things in? And that's where I'm a believer of protein smoothies. Use this protein supplement as an opportunity to not only get protein, but you get some really good fiber. So when you are making a protein smoothie, make sure you're using like some frozen berries or frozen banana or other, you know, fiber-rich fruits, and then vegetables. So this one gets, people get weirded about this. Anything green, they get freaked out thinking that it's going to taste horrible. But I promise you, you cannot taste spinach, kale, Swiss chard. Throw it in your smoothie and you will not taste it. But it gives your body all that good nutrition and antioxidants and phytonutrients and fiber and all the good, powerful stuff that it offers without you really having to taste it. So to me, it's a win-win. Then you can also do things like flaxseed, like ground flaxseed. That's a great way to get some fiber in your diet. Psyllium husk, you can buy that over the counter, most health food stores, probably even most grocery stores in the pharmacy area. They should have it with their other things. And then chia seeds, those are all great fibers and healthy fats that will help get things moving. Then also prebiotic foods. So feed the good guys, feed the good bacteria so that you are building up that army so that your gut can move like it's supposed to. So artichokes, green bananas, you can actually freeze the green bananas and then throw them in and blend them up. So you may find that that's an easier way to eat them. I know they're not as palatable when they're green to most people. So that is an easy way to do it. Let's see here. So just in your normal diet, artichokes, green bananas, leeks, onions, garlic, those are all great ways. So as you're eating your food during the day, boost those, that intake. Do it at your meals. Do it in making soups, making smoothies, braised or roasted vegetables. Any way you can get some extra veggies in, do it, and that will help. I'm not a big pusher of fiber from grains. Most of our patients need to really lay low on the grains or be conservative with the grains. So that's, you know, like corn and wheat and some rice. Now you can get a prebiotic effect with chilled rice starch and also chilled potato starch. So those I'm totally cool with. Those work great. But for the most part, you don't want to be, having, you know, four slices of bread a day with toast at breakfast and a sandwich at lunch. That's not going to help you at all. Actually, it'd probably make things worse. So just boost fiber with vegetables mostly. And the third one is probiotics. So this is where, you know, a lot of people, they even think that probiotics, this is all that they're for. They are just for constipation. So if I don't have constipation, then, you know, I don't need a probiotic. Not true. Listen to some of my other podcasts and I go into great detail on what it is that probiotics will do for your overall health and weight loss and just overall success with surgery. But when it comes to probiotics for constipation, there are a few things that you want to make sure a few bacteria strains that are known to really help with constipation. One of them is the Lactobacillus casei. And so it could say L. casei is what it most typically. It may be spelled all the way out, or it may be just casei, C-A-S-E-I. And it will help give you normal stool consistency and bowel movement. So that helps stimulate the gut to move. Then also Bifidobacterium lactis. So it may say B. lactis, and that increases stool frequency. Lactobacillus rhamnosus increases butyrate. Now, butyrate is pretty awesome, actually. Butyrate is a short-chain fatty acid that actually heals your intestinal lining, helps protect against leaky gut and heal leaky gut, and it also helps with bowel movements. So this is one thing that any of those strains that help, that actually boost butyrate expression, or the conversion to butyrate, then that's what you want. You want to use those strains of bacteria. And that's what the Lactobacillus rhamnosus, or L. rhamnosus, will do. And then the last one is Bifidobacterium bifidum. So it will probably say B. bifidum. And that increases the expression of a protein that actually mediates electrolyte balance and modulates stool frequency. So it helps pull in the electrolytes so that you can have the fluid there that you need. So all those kind of work synergistically together. And if you go on our website, wlsguthealth.com, if you check out our gastric health WLS formulated probiotic, that has all of these strains in there. And that is one of the reasons why we wanted to use this product, because it has everything that you guys struggle with. And I find many patients do great. It helps in many ways. I mean, but it also helps with having issues with constipation. It helps resolve those issues. So I've even had patients tell me that if they don't take it, they get constipated. So to me, it's so simple. It has the right formulation to make sure that you're having a bowel movement every day. And that's kind of key. And I didn't talk about that at the beginning, but what is constipation? What's considered constipation? The traditional definition is daily to every 3 days. And here's my experience. I find that most people, if they have a bowel movement every day, things are just better in their life. So their anxiety is less, their belly disruption and symptoms are less, their energy is more, and they just overall feel better. Technically, 1 to 3 stools a day is the preferred. My goal for our patients is to get at least a bowel movement every day. You will feel so much better if we can accomplish this. But I kind of leave it as this. So say you don't have a bowel movement every day, but you have one every other day, but it's not hard to go, and the stool isn't hard, and it's, not bothersome. You're just not having symptoms. Then I would say, let's roll with it. Don't, worry so much about it. It's when you don't feel good and that you can't go, that's when you've got to intercede and do something about it. So I hope that makes sense on that. But the probiotics, you want one with those strains in it, and preferably all of them, because they work together. They work synergistically to do a job for each other. So I hope that makes sense. The next one is prebiotics. So your probiotic should have prebiotics, and that's usually insulin. How about inulin? And that is from chicory root usually. And it actually promotes the growth and activity of beneficial bacteria. And what this does is it inulin converts to butyrate, which actually, now I don't want to get too deep, but it actually consumes the oxygen, limiting the ability for aerobic organisms to expand. So those organisms that are aerobic, so they consume oxygen, live or flourish off of oxygen, then those are the guys you don't want a lot of. And that's what butyrate will do. It will help get rid of the oxygen so it doesn't have the environment to flourish. And that's why I said earlier the butyrate's pretty awesome, because it can do this. And it will help prevent those pathogenic overtakings of, you know, things from, you know, food poisoning and things like if you're on PPIs and you aren't killing the bacteria, the bad bacteria, like you normally would, then that will protect you as well. So that probiotic is going to be a helpful defense. And so making sure that your probiotic has a prebiotic in it. And then also I talked about earlier about the prebiotic foods. So making sure you get those in. The next one is digestive enzymes. So this one, a lot of people don't realize when you don't have, so say you're not digesting fats well. So you have fat malabsorption, and that would be known by you have fatty stools or floating stools. And that's an easy way to know if you have fat malabsorption, or you can have oil spots in the stool or in the toilet. It looks like grease is in the toilet, and that's just evidence of fat malabsorption. And that's where digestive enzymes would come, because you need to make sure you're absorbing that fat, because fat is needed in order for you to have bowel movements. And when you don't digest the fats, so you don't have adequate bile to emulsify the fats, and that's the ox bile that's in digestive enzymes. And bile comes from your liver. It's made in your liver, but then your gallbladder is what squirts it out into your intestines so that you have the fats in the right broken down particles so that you can actually absorb it. And that's what bile does. It emulsifies those fats into little particles, into little fatty acids, so that your body can take them up and benefit from them and utilize them. So when I have patients that are constipated, one of my strategies, if we've tried these other things, I may put them on digestive enzymes or if I know that they're having fatty stools, then I will put them on digestive enzymes, because that's what's going to help them have everything they need on board to digest those fats. And when you get fats in the colon that don't have adequate bile, it can kind of turn into what's called SOAPS, which is kind of like cement in your gut. And that is not pleasant. So it's hard to get your gut moving. So that's where those digestive enzymes come in, and you may have to help support that. So digestive enzymes are a great fit when you're having constipation and you're really not getting results with anything else. This number six is, this one is a quick one that will get things turned around quickly. So say you're miserable, you haven't had a bowel movement for a few days. These next two items are your go-to. And trust me, they do work. I have lots of patients that it works with. And it's a great way to remedy the problem quickly. One of them is magnesium citrate, and that one is the side effect if you get too much magnesium citrate is diarrhea. So what it does is really just soften the stool so that it makes it easier to go. So mag citrate is one that you can buy over the counter. You can buy it at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, any big box store, online, I don't care. Magnesium citrate is a great way to get things moving. And the doses start at 250 milligrams, and you just kind of increase slowly at bedtime. So start off with a low dose, and if the next bedtime you haven't had a bowel movement, go up a pill. And hopefully you find your dose that works, and you find that you can keep using that until your body just doesn't need it, until your levels are better or you've corrected some of these other things. That is an easy way to do it. So magnesium citrate. You can also do buffered vitamin C. It will do the exact same thing. You just have to do it in higher doses, like 2,000 milligrams, 2,500, 5,000. You know, those doses going higher will give you diarrhea if, once you get to your breaking point. You just keep increasing each night at bedtime until you find the dose that works for you. So there's no one magic number to start and stop at. It's whatever number works for you. And the goal is, like I said, that you're having a bowel movement with no effort, you're having a bowel movement without straining, and it's not painful, and you're not sitting there for hours, you're just able to go. So those two items are a go-to for quick relief. And then the last one, number 7, is Smooth Move Tea. Traditional Medicinals is the brand. You can buy it pretty much at any grocery store or online, and that stuff works. That stuff, one tea bag a day is all you would want. You would not want to do two, but one tea bag a day would do the trick for most every person, typically. I've literally only had one person tell me that it didn't work for them. So those, we had to do different strategies, but for the most part, Smooth Move Tea is a cheap, inexpensive, simple, quick way to get your gut moving. The goal is that you apply these other principles we already talked about, so that you don't have to keep using Smooth Move Tea every day. That you can actually just, get enough with this and not have to keep doing it. But if so, no big deal. You can keep, there's no harm in doing it every day long term. So those are it. Those are the 7 quick ways to relieve constipation. And check us out at WLSGutHealth.com. Register online for our go to our Facebook group, the Gastric Health Club, and follow us at the Gastric Health Show on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. So we will see you next time. Have a great week. Bye.